Andy Levine, American City Trade Association. I'm the president and CEO.
Talk to me a little bit about the agreement today, what that means, and how that's good for the Seed Association and American agriculture.
Well, it was a great opportunity to come together with the two largest seed industries in the world between China and the U.S. A lot of development goes on between the two. There are also a lot of demands that are out there with respect to feeding both the world as well as our countries. So how do we work cooperatively to address these issues going forward? So that's where we see that monumental opportunity here, but also the responsibilities that we have as seed industries to make sure that growers have the technology available to them to produce a crop that's high yielding and a good return for their investment.
An MOU like that was signed today. What does it say? What does it signify? And what does it mean for both organizations?
Well, the main gist of the MOU is to encourage collaboration between the organizations, between the industries, between our research communities in the future. There are a lot of great opportunities for collaboration in both in China and in the United States. A lot of seed is developed there, a lot of varieties. It's a very rich agriculture country with a very rich agriculture history. So how do we work with them in that? The U.S. is a leader in technology and innovation. How do we work with that? China has 1.3 billion people. They've got to feed those people. And as the populations continue to increase, there's going to continue to be demand for grain from the U.S. as well as the demand to improve their seed varieties and technologies. So that's where we're focusing with this MOU, and I think it's going to really develop an opportunity going forward.
Talk about the potential for growth in general with China in that market for American agriculture, if you could, please.
Well, we see that already in the amount of product that they're importing, both in our corn and our soybeans, to feed the livestock that they've got or the demand that they've got for meat consumption in the country. And so I don't see that reducing. I see the demand continuing to increase. They need to improve their yields on the land that they've got. And their land continues to decline. Their arable land continues to decline because of cities getting bigger. So you're taking out the most productive agricultural land to build houses and condominiums and apartment buildings or factories. And so how do they meet that demand as their population continues to grow? So we see opportunity across the agricultural spectrum, whether it's for our farmers to export our product or whether it's for our seed companies to work with their seed companies and improve yield and the opportunity for Chinese farmers.